This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's budget picture improved slightly in the state's latest revenue forecast. CPR's Banta Berkland reports.
Nonpartisan state economists say Colorado should have close to $300 million more than they initially projected. That money will be returned to voters as part of the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, which limits state budget growth. Lawmakers still face close to a $700 million deficit, largely due to increased Medicaid costs and the loss of federal COVID relief money. Lawmakers return to the Capitol on January 8th and are required to pass a balanced budget during the session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Congress is sending an outdoor recreation package to President Biden's desk. The Explore Act combines a number of bills that aim to increase outdoor recreation opportunities in Colorado and around the country. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper both saw some of their priorities included. The bill allows fixed climbing anchors on public lands and lets the Forest Service lease unused buildings, possibly for housing. Congressman Joe Neguse also got provisions into the package.
The long-distance biking bill that we championed, I think, is going to be a great boon to Colorado.
The bill will streamline permitting for outdoor guides and outfitters. Outdoor recreation contributed more than $36 million to Colorado's GDP last year. International travelers from Denver will have a new nonstop destination next year when United Airlines begins a new service to Rome. CPR's Nathaniel Miner.
Flights between Denver and the Italian capital will start on May 1st, 2025. It's the first time there's ever been nonstop service between the two cities. DIA officials say Italy is Denver's fourth most popular country for international travelers, behind Mexico, Canada, and the UK. United also announced new nonstop flights to Regina, Saskatchewan, Peoria, Illinois, Buffalo, New York, Redding, California, and Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
And this is Morning Edition on CPR News.